Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
My name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Carl Lewis and Electric Storm, E.N. from 1985.
Dirty Harry said in one of his movies that a man's got to know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets-Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go. Say, can you see? And the Rockets, red flag. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
That was our national anthem. Written by Francis Scott off key. Those were last night's lowlights. They were last night's highlights.
That's ESPN's Charlie Steiner on the January 22nd, 1993 episode of SportsCenter. The previous night, American track and field star Carl Lewis sang the national anthem at an NBA game between the New Jersey Nets and the Chicago Bulls at Brendan Byrne Arena in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And as you can tell, it didn't exactly go well. In 2023, 30 years after the infamous performance, Charlie Steiner talked about that night on The Rich Eisen Show.
Now, 30 years have come and gone.
Yeah.
And Carl Lewis was one of the elite athletes of the 20th century.
There's no question.
He was drafted in the 10th round in 1984 in the NBA.
I didn't know that.
And he, sadly, for a generation, this is what people think about for Carl.
Uh-oh.
And I really feel awful about that,
uh-oh,
but it wasn't my fault.
And he's right. Carl Lewis was an incredible athlete. He first started competing in the long jump when he was just 13 years old. He quickly showed promise and ended up number 4 on the all-time world junior list of long jumpers. In 1979, the same year he graduated high school, he broke the high school long jump record with a leap of 8.13 meters, or 26 feet 8 inches. He would then enroll at the University of Houston, and he went on to win the 1980 National Collegiate Athletic Association title with a wind-assisted jump of 8.35 meters, or 27 feet and 4.5 inches. But then he started showing his talents in sprinting as well, and people started comparing Carl Lewis to Jesse Owens, the American track and field star who gained international fame by winning 4 gold medals at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin.
After the fanfares of the Olympic opening comes the most amazing performance by America's black streak Jesse Owens in the 100 meters. The world's most superb runner makes the others look as if they're walking as he wins the final and equals the world's record time. This and his later victory in the long jump may well be the athletic performances of the century.
Carl Lewis would qualify for the American team in the 1980 Olympics, However, the Olympic boycott, one part of several actions initiated by the U.S. to protest against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and that prevented him from competing in Moscow that year. In 1981, Carl Lewis became the fastest 100-meter sprinter in the world. He ranked number one in the world in both the 100-meter and the long jump, and he went on to win the James E. Sullivan Award as the top amateur athlete in the U.S. Carl Lewis would get another shot at the Olympics in 1984, held in Los Angeles. He was entered into four events, and he had a realistic shot of winning all of them. And if so, that would match Jesse Owens' legendary performance in 1936. Prior to the Olympics, Carl Lewis even released a single on RCA Victor called "Going for the Gold." I'll cover that song this weekend for an episode of Bizarre Singles over on Patreon. So to hear that, make sure you're signed up at patreon.com/bizarrealbums.
The Americans now beginning to move. But the Canadian going well, Tony Sharp, Ben Johnson and Tony Sharp pulling the best out of the Americans. Mickey McFarlane safely got the baton from Donovan Reed. But inside in, France have closed up. And they've got to go some if they're going to be a match of medals, but America are home and dry. And the big man has the baton. And history is being made. On he comes, Carl Lewis. On the inside, Jamaica. Jamaica from Canada, and then Italy, and then West Germany, and then Great Britain. We were seven. 37.84 is a new Olympic record and world record.
Carl Lewis matched Jesse Owens, winning four Olympic gold medals that year. He was an absolute superstar in his sport. But people were turned off by Lewis's lack of modesty. He wore flamboyant warm-up suits, and many thought he celebrated too much. Not helping matters, Lewis's agent even compared him to Michael Jackson, who at that time was arguably the biggest star in the world. Even two-time Olympic gold medalist Edwin Moses said to ESPN about Lewis, quote, "He rubs it in too much. A little humility is in order. That's what Carl lacks," end quote. In a 1992 article in the New York Times, Tripp Gabriel wrote of Lewis, "The public found him arrogant and overly calculating in his attempts to cash in on his victories in a supposedly amateur sport." Carl Lewis thought his achievements were going to equal lucrative endorsements. But that's not exactly what happened for him, at least in the U.S. But his accomplishments were recognized around the globe, especially in Japan. Though Lewis had signed a 5-year endorsement deal with Nike, they focused that campaign in Japan. He would even become a spokesman for Japanese beverage company Suntory's sports drink called NCAA. There were also rumors that Carl Lewis was gay. He denied those rumors, but many believe those rumors hurt his chances for endorsements. In a 1985 interview with Jet, Carl Lewis said, quote, "Here, being different usually means something bad. In Japan, I'm only different because I'm black and an American. But they accept me as I am," end quote. Like some Americans I've talked about on the show before, an album, only released in Japan, would be next for Carl Lewis. So in 1985, Carl Lewis and Electric Storm's Idaten was released on Rivstar Records.
"I am Carl Lewis, man. You know Carl Lewis? That's me. Carl Lewis, I'm fast. No man can beat me."
The album begins with "Come Back, My Baby Girl."
"When we were young, had so much fun, my baby girl. There was no time.
Carl Lewis is credited not just as the vocalist, but he even gets a producer credit. His band, Electric Storm, is made up of Dwayne West on bass and guitar, Torrence West on drums, Mark Allen Felton, credited here simply as Mark Allen, is on saxophone, and Christopher Troy is on keys. Felton and Troy are also the credited songwriters for the entire album.
When I hold you, when I hold you, there isn't anything that I'd fear, but how long can I go without the feeling that sustains me? How much can I say until you'll understand? Believe me, I love you more and more.
Though Carl Lewis gets a producer credit, so do a lot of other people. There are four credited producers in addition to two co-producers. Most notably is Jim Haskell. Haskell had a career that spanned over six decades as a composer and arranger for movies and a variety of artists that included Elvis Presley, Steely Dan, Neil Diamond, Billy Joel, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He worked on over 135 platinum and gold albums.
I'm on fire, and my heart is burning, yearning for your touch. Gotta feed this new desire, can't get enough. And I'll keep you through the night for the feeling.
I'll keep you through the night. I'll make you feel so right. It's your loving that I won't keep fight the feeling.
Side one closes with When the Party Starts.
Yeah! Check out the ladies. The babes are looking real fine.
Side 2 begins with the album's one single, He's a Star. The back of the single's sleeve included a note from Carl Lewis that read, "Running has always been a vital part of my life. Now music gives me another way of expressing myself. In this album, I would like to express the feeling that I feel. Loving you, Carl Lewis." Back in the July 18, 1984 issue of Sports Illustrated, Lewis revealed that as far back as 1981, he and his manager, Joe Douglas, outlined a four-year, six-point plan for him. Part of this plan was to prepare for the post-Olympic stampede by continuing communication studies at Houston, taking acting classes, and, if possible, working part-time for a local network affiliate. Lewis added, quote, "How can you train 15 years toward becoming the best athlete in your event and not 1 minute toward becoming an actor or singer and expect to do well?" End quote. It goes on to say that Lewis turned down offers to play Jesse Owens in a made-for-TV movie and to play a private detective in a weekly TV show. Lewis said, quote, "I'm willing to wait for the so-called big bucks. If I do a TV series, I want to be the star, and I want a big say in what's written." End quote. And he clearly wasn't kidding about all this. In an August 21st, 1985 article by the LA Times, Lewis said, quote, "I am seriously thinking of a career as an entertainer when I finish with track and field. I plan to stick around for a long time, but I would like another career to step into when I finish as an athlete." End quote.
When I look into your eyes, I'm never surprised by the beauty you possess. Touch my heart and soul, the magic just unfolds. And it's something about the way you brighten my day, I truly must confess.
like no one could believe. You truly made.
So, the Japanese record label behind the album, Rivstar Records, maybe Riv.Star Records, not totally sure, apologize. The label. But anyway, the label had been started in 1982 by Kiyoshi Sagawa. Back in 1957, Sagawa founded Sagawa Express, one of the most successful transportation companies in Japan. With the money that he made from that, he started his record label for the sole purpose of releasing music by singer and actor Yukio Hashi. After Lewis captured the gold in the 1984 Olympics and became a star around the world, the label threw some money at Lewis to make an album.
My temperature is high. You got me tossing and turning. Can you tell me why I get a fever in the night? You give me fever in the night. Whoa, I get fever in the night. You give me.
The album's title, Idaten, is a Japanese word that, if my research is correct, translates to Great Runner. So, there you go. The album closes with Taking That Second Look. The album only ever saw a vinyl and CD release in Japan and nowhere else. Copies are quite hard to track down, and it is not currently streaming on Spotify. Carl Lewis ended up winning 9 Olympic gold medals, 1 Olympic silver medal, and 10 world championship medals. He's one of just 6 Olympic athletes who won a gold medal in the same individual event in 4 consecutive Olympic Games. He would retire from track and field in 1997. And believe it or not, he even released a second album in Japan titled Modern Man. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.